Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. And I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on July 6th, I'll talk about the revolution in our daily lives. Our revolution is not just Occupy Wall Street or protests in other countries. There are many ways the revolution can show up in our daily lives, and I'll discuss several possibilities and how to utilize these energies for your highest good. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to mention a great book, which is Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. This book is an anthology of great ideas from well-known people and authors like Oprah, Steve Jobs, Stephen Covey, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, John Gray, Scott Peck, Tom Peters, Paul Hawken, Peter Senge, Faith Popcorn, Margaret Wheatley, Thomas More, Mark Victor Hansen, Martha Stewart, and many more. I was very fortunate to be asked to contribute a chapter to this book. Now, my chapter discusses good timing for business success in Nature's Business Guide. And I have to tell you that I read this book from cover to cover, and it's one of the best books I've read for business ideas. My favorite chapter was written by Ray Anderson, who tells an amazing success story for his company by doing good for the earth. Now, you can get this book on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link to this book, Einstein's Business, is right on the homepage. It's on sale right now, so check out this book and enjoy its great wisdom and ideas. So, what's up in the heavens? Boy, I have a lot to tell you today since I've been traveling so long and then I was sick. So, first of all, Wednesday, June 27th, Venus went direct and is now moving forward very slowly. Our Venus retrograde. However, even though she's moving forward now, it will take until July 31st for Venus to move into new territory. So you may have made some new choices in the past 6 weeks regarding relationships, money, or your values. Just realize that it could take you until July 31st to set those decisions in motion. And when we get to that point, we'll be in the middle of Mercury retrograde then, so you may still be rethinking some details of the decision. So just be patient as we get through that cycle too. Now next, we also had the first of seven peaks of our revolutionary energies on Sunday, June 24th. This cycle is Uranus square Pluto, and it's the cycle most associated with unexpected changes to the status quo, protests, earth changes, and new inventions that literally change the game. Now, next week I'll talk about this cycle in depth, and for now, though, start thinking about where you're having a revolution in your own life. The cycle will stay in range through March 2019, six more times between now and March 2015. Peak of a cycle that's often associated with following your vision. Now, that's the cycle of Jupiter square Neptune. So we've been seeing rising interest rates for European bonds, especially in those countries whose credit is questionable. Moody's also recently downgraded quite a few banks, so any corporate bonds that they may sell will also have higher. And, of course, we're not going to be told truthfully about inflation by our government, since they'd have to raise Social Security and federal employee pay by a similar percentage. However, since oil is down for the moment, perhaps this inflation is going into the stock market to help prop it up temporarily. The cycle stays in range through July 26th, and it comes back into range in January through March of 2013. Now, in addition, this cycle is connected to two other cycles, which in combination with this one suggests there could be deceptions occurring related to money. money may seem to be disappearing, or there may be a lot of confusion related to money, such as the situations we see in Europe. Neptune square the nose of the moon is one of these cycles, and it suggests we're getting pulled off track via deceptions or being misled. And we may also be off track from deceiving ourselves, so beware. Also, on Monday, June 25th, Saturn moved forward again. Now, it's been retrograde or moving backwards since February 7th. Saturn retrograde is the time when we rethink our structures and processes. And now that Saturn is moving forward again, we can also move forward with whatever new structures or processes that we may have created during this period. Now, if you're still finalizing those new structures and processes, no worries. Saturn won't get into new territory until October 2nd. So you have plenty of time to get your changes finalized and implemented before then. Okay, now we're finally up to today. Today we're in the midst of an intense cycle of unexpected change and transformation. These are the cycles of the Sun opposite Pluto and Sun square Uranus. These cycles can indicate major changes in business or political leaders or celebrities. And that could include things such as resignations, scandals, illnesses, or deaths. It's also associated with major earth changes or the potential of our power grids being disrupted by solar flares. Most importantly, though, this cycle is likely to be the trigger for a very long and protracted downturn in the stock markets. This downturn is likely to lead to a minimum loss of at least 48% by the time it turns around at the end of July in 2015. Now would be a good time to sell and buy gold coins instead. Now, there's now would be a good time to sell stocks and buy gold coins instead. There's an article on how to do that, how to buy gold coins on my site, and it's called How to Buy Gold. So look for that if you're not familiar with buying gold. And there are actually multiple cycles that suggest the stock market could go as low as 90% of where it is today over the next 3 years. Now, that would, of course, be the worst case. And the best case is the markets would drop by only 48% between now and July 2015. So it could take several years for them to get back to where they are now. So protect yourself and buy gold coins, which will go up in value as the economy encounters more and more challenges. Now for the good news. We have five cycles that are terrific for anything to do with communications, new travel, or new ideas, travel, fun, unexpected, love, and money. Yay! And taking fortunate actions. And it's all in time for the holiday. These cycles include Mercury sextile Jupiter, Mercury sextile Venus, Venus sextile Uranus, and Mercury trine Uranus. These cycles form an unusual pattern known as a sextile fan, which suggests there are multiple patterns tied together. These cycles bring multiple opportunities for making unexpected money, having fun, exploring, and enjoying travel. They're also terrific for all types of communications, including launching a website, sending out email announcements, training, entertaining, or making presentations. This combination is also exceptional for introducing new or unusual ideas. Now, these cycles are in range now, and they peak between now and July 4th. They stay in range through July 15th when Mercury goes retrograde. Now, Mercury trine Uranus will stay in range through August 23rd, and it will peak again on August 18th. Now, in addition to that, we also have the cycle of Mars trine Jupiter. This cycle is associated with taking fortunate actions, and this time it's particularly useful for taking actions related to some revolutionary ideas. That idea might be selling stocks and buying gold coins or any other number of possibilities. The main point is to be sure you are taking those fortunate actions. The cycle starts on July 3rd, peaks on July 17th, and stays in range through August 3rd. Now, blue communications began on June 27th, and it lasts until Mercury goes retrograde on July 15th. So slow down. Make it a point to double-check all the details you're sending out, even in emails. And if you'll do this now, you'll make far fewer mistakes and have a lot of fewer corrections to fix during Mercury retrograde. So make it easy on yourself and start double-checking all details before sending them out. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Do you have an important new start? If so, start it on July 5th. That's the best date we have until the mid to late August. No date is all easy now, but that one has the best combination of energies until later in August. Plus, it's a green dollar plus day, which is great for making money. Notice that Friday, July 6th, has a long time out, which begins at 8:50 a.m. Pacific time or 11:50 a.m. Eastern time. So don't take important actions then. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today, and there's a link on the left side of the home page for it. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And I'm taking questions for economic, business, personal, prosperity questions, timing questions, and for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And just a heads up on that, I'm going to be heading out on a long travel trip here in a few weeks. And so my last day to work for clients in July is probably going to be July 12th. So if you'd like to get a consultation this summer, now would be a good time to get on the schedule. I'm going to head down to Kentucky to take care of my mother's house, get it all cleaned out, and put it up for sale. This is a very big and long project. So during that time, I actually will be having guests on with me, and I will not be doing what's up in the heavens during that time. So probably another month when you won't get what's up in the heavens, starting probably July 20th. So if you really need those cycles, sign up for my Good Timing newsletter, which goes down in price every month, and you can get the cycles well in advance, and you'll know what's up in the heavens well in advance. So, Benny, has anyone called in?
Well, we're still looking for our first caller of the show, and you are welcome to do so at 800-930-2819. It's 800-930-2819. Phone lines are wide open for y'all to come in, so we welcome you with open arms.
Oh, great. Yes, we do hope you'll call in and ask your question, and can ask a question about lots of different things. You might want to know about the economy or how to be more prosperous, or you may have a business question or a timing question or a personal question, and I can handle all of those. Now, I'm going to give you a few tips here while we have a few minutes, because I've missed doing this for quite a few weeks. And the first thing I want to ask you is, are you listening to the news? Well, if so, it's hard not to notice that the financial systems of the world are in tough shape. Now, this can create fear and anxiety that we end up carrying around with us unconsciously. So here's a few thoughts to help you with that. First, see that whatever is happening is appropriate to moving us into a better, more sustainable economy that's healthy for all of us. So whatever happens, something better will emerge. And in a lot of ways, what we have now really does need to fail so we can create something that will be healthy and sustainable. And then turn your thoughts to how you are creating more prosperity for yourself and everyone with just your energy, thoughts, and feelings. Keep in mind that your energy is always going to expected opportunities to earn money. Yay!
Gotta love money.
Yeah, we love it. Do we have a caller?
We do. I didn't want to interrupt you. You can finish up there, Madeline, if it's going to take just a second.
Oh, well, I would just finish up with saying to choose the thought that you can be wealthy and prosperous in any economy, even this one.
Okay, I got you now. All right, well, I think we have time for one call since we kind of ran a little bit late on getting them in. We now have Debbie calling in from Bellevue, and she's looking for some employment. And Madeline, when you're ready,
okay,
I'll give you the information.
All right, hang on. What's her birthday?
It's June 14th of 1954.
1954. Okay, and happy birthday to Debbie.
That's right. And, not too long ago, and 9:07 in the morning.
9:07?
Yep.
Okay, A.M. and
born
location?
She was born in New Haven, Connecticut.
New Haven, Connecticut.
That's
okay.
Right. So, Debbie, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you, and hello, Madeline. I spoke with you last year, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Situation. Basically, you know, I had months where there wasn't employment and finally got a job, and then that job didn't work out, and so here I am again with,
unemployment. Let me look at these cycles here. So when did your last job not work out? When did you get it?
I got it in March, and it dissolved in April. So I was probably there for a week.
Okay, so that occurred during Mars retrograde. Okay, and that was a very, challenging period in lots and lots of ways for any kind of a new start. So it would have been unusual for a new start then to have worked out. Okay, so let me see what is happening here. You said you lost your job before the one in March.
Yes, that happened because the company moved out of state.
What time frame was that?
That was from 2010 through
2010. Oh, okay.
That was, 2010 to halfway through 2011, and then took me a long time to find a position, and then I took the position in March.
Okay. All right, so I'm just looking here, and there's a couple of things I want to tell you quickly. One is that you have a situation going on where there's what I would call a lot of self-doubt. And that is one of the things that is probably holding you back. So do you feel like you're having challenges with self-doubt?
I get my gumption up and then I lose it again, yeah.
Uh-huh, right. Well, here's a suggestion for that. As soon as you lose it, to the doubt, I would just tell the doubt that you see it, but you're not going to feed it.
Okay.
So don't give it any energy. It's really not helpful. What you would like to use this energy for instead is that you would like to be able to put a foundation under your vision for what you want in your future. And if you can prevent yourself from losing your gumption, as you call it, and to doubt, then you'll be able to do that. You see, and it's an important piece of you being able to get your next job because you need to have the confidence that you can get the next job in order to do it. Now, the next thing I might recommend in our limited time is that you go to my website, and under articles, there's an article called How to Create Anything. Okay. And I would start using that process to get the job. You're going to start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided you with the perfect job, one that utilizes your skills and creates joy in your life and plenty of financial security. And you're working with people that are like-minded and that you enjoy being with every day for work. So, put in your requirements and start thanking the universe as you feel joyful. So get yourself in high energy before you start down this process. And you can do that easily, by thinking of some wonderful time when you felt really, really great, and then go into thanking the universe in advance for having already provided this great job. And see what you're doing in the job, and the kind of people that you're working with and what's happening around you. And then you need to hold this energy for a minimum of 17 seconds. And you need to do it for a daily minimum of 68 seconds. And this is an Abraham process, and it works very, very, very well. I've created thousands and thousands of dollars using this process. Very quickly, by the way. Yeah. So, and safety, you can use it for creating lots and lots of things. So I would do that, and I would work on eliminating this issue. It does look like you have opportunities now for growth and new starts, and I would focus on attracting those to you. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right. You take care, and thank you for calling in, and good luck with this. Okay. So now, each week I give you a prosperity tip, and I already gave you one, but I'm going to give you one really, really quick. Are you getting enough sleep? If not, it's hard to attract prosperity if you're tired, so prove it to yourself for just 1 week. Commit to getting enough sleep and monitor your energy, sales, or productivity. You'll be more prosperous when you feel good. Now, join me again next Friday, July 13th. I'll talk about the revolution in our daily lives. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.